This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Let's welcome tonight's guests. He hides his money in his socks and fastens them with locks. Host of Kudlow on Fox Business, Larry Kudlow. His act is a laugh a minute, which actually isn't a lie. Actor, comedian, and writer, Jamie Lissau. She needs a running start to use a stapler. Fox News contributor, Kat Tim. And finally, the Grand Canyon is his cereal bowl. My massive sidekick in the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Ed Tyrus. So, Jamie, I was just thinking, you know, it's always a pleasure to see you here. If you were a trans athlete, do you think it would have prevented your divorce?
Oh, man.
Stretch.
That is the meanest, worst question.
Mom, I'm trying to break the ice. Okay? I'm trying to break the ice.
Break the ice, you shattered the ceiling.
I don't think anything would have prevented it. Sorry to get rid of the following questions you have for the next 10 episodes. This story, by the way.
Yes.
By the way, well, that was really cool. I didn't even have to respond. Tyrus had my back. It felt good.
Yeah.
I felt safe.
I could be nice.
This story, like, you know me, like, I can be liberal sometimes,
right, yes,
when I'm pouring drinks or describing my penis over the phone.
Whoa.
But, and these guys
don't call them after 8.
Part of this was they didn't even...
I'm so glad to be here.
I should have warmed up into that one. But it's upsetting to watch for me. I feel bad for the kids. The worst thing I've ever seen is when this happens in MMA, there's nothing worse.
Yeah.
I watched it looked like a big actual man, and it looked like he was fighting it looked like abuse.
Right.
Honestly, like I was disgusted. Like I pulled my pants up, I turned it off. And...
One more.
I go, I can't even finish. I don't know. Just no.
No. No.
I was thinking about it, and then I was like, that one felt pretty good. No, yeah. I just think calling her a bigot is, at first I was like, I think they misspelled biologist.
That's good.
Okay.
That was a good, clean joke.
Thank you.
People are going to write in and say, why doesn't Jamie do more jokes like that instead of talking about his genitalia? Larry Kudlow. What does it say about USA Today? USA Today is like a kind of a husk of a paper, and they need hot takes for clickbait. Is that kind of the business model here? Because you are the businessman.
I'm really glad to be here tonight.
Yeah, excellent.
I want to thank you for inviting me, particularly with this topic.
Yes.
I don't have much to say in defense of USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, however, biological males should not play in female sports.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the key point. And I've thought long and hard about this.
Mm-hmm.
And so beyond that early point that I just made, I just wanted to know if you realized that the Kevin McCarthy deal on the debt ceiling is really terrific.
Mm-hmm.
He completely spun Biden around, mm-hmm, cutting $2 trillion. It's a record amount. No tax increases, caps on future spending, and it's really going to help economic growth and reduce inflation.
Mm-hmm.
I know that was implied in your question, so I just thought I'd fill it in.
Don't you hate the farce of the debt ceiling where everybody in cable TV pretends it's the end of the world? You could just turn it off and turn it on in a week and everything's the same. I swore on the 5 we would never do the debt ceiling thing because it's so fake.
Mm.
And also, what the hell is a debt ceiling? Shouldn't it be The debt floor?
Money.
Like, what is the... Like, it is such a farce. We're over that, Larry. Take your debt ceiling crap. Get it out of here.
It's sort of the transgenderism of economics.
It really is.
Well, there we go. There we go.
You just brought it together.
Brought it all together.
Tried.
Yeah.
So far. Larry Kudlow.
I just want to be part of the spirit of the show.
Kat, what do you make of this? You know, you're a writer. She often takes political angles, but I just feel that, what does she know about sports, really?
Yeah, she probably didn't want to spend that much time on it. I mean, it was a holiday weekend.
Yeah, that's right. This came out on Memorial Day.
Exactly, which is how you get crap like this.
Yes.
Because she doesn't want to work that hard, and neither do the editors.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants the time off. Everybody's off. And I think that's how you get an article that is just lacking any sort of attempt at evidence to make the points. Because nowhere in the article did she claim there's no evidence that somebody goes through, you know, male puberty would have advantages over a woman in sports. Because there is evidence that suggests that. And when you say, just throw the word bigotry at anybody who thinks that that's a possibility, then you're completely diluting the whole entire thing. But again, it's probably hard to find people to write over the holiday weekend.
Yes, that's a good point. Last word to you, Tyrus.
I think it's such a, we're talking about her, so mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing now today is you don't need to have an argument because you really shouldn't be debating these individuals because it's not an exchange of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
The only person who has an idea is the one who came in, the normal person who's trying to understand, and their idea changes to, why did I just waste my time?
Right.
She wrote that article and now she's become a champion for them. So chances are she's going to get more opportunities. Because that makes no sense. That used to be, we used to make fun of like brothers who would have excuses for failing. It was always the teacher's racist. My girlfriend dumped me because she's racist.
Yeah.
You know, it was, yeah, that's right. It took a while. And then she put a, attached all the dots and realized he was black and left me on the second. Like, really? Or was it because you're a jerk who was cheating? It was because your girlfriend was slow racist. So what we're seeing is that... It's a thing.
Slow racism.
It's like slow. It takes you a long time to realize that there's no definition of a woman. I'm still stuck with the actual definition of what a woman is. But isn't it the most toxic masculine male thing to do? To hop out of a division you can't compete in and show up and compete against somebody smaller than you? Isn't that like the worst guy? We've seen them all in the playground and stuff, like the 13-year-old kid who jumps in with the 7-year-olds to play soccer. No one's cheering for him. No,
oh, they
saying,
did cheer for me once.
Oh, good job. Good. They're like, wow, what, look at this guy. What does he play with someone his own size or his own age? Well, same question to the transgender dudes who are attacking women. And the MMA thing was awful.
Yeah, Fallon Fox.
It was absolutely awful. And we need to be able to say no. It's becoming the new thing, like, what is, you're going to get asked two questions when you run for office now or you apply for a job. Do you know what a woman is? Mm-hmm. And should men play, be able to be women in women's sports?
Yeah.
And if you say no and no, then you can only work here.
Yeah. You can answer that in one question and answer. You can go, I know what a woman is. That's not a woman.
Yeah.
And
thank
running,
you for your time.
Thank you for your time.
With running, like, you don't want to reach back and the baton's attached.
And I think we'll... Larry, no. How's that debt ceiling looking? Pretty good, huh?
I tried.
You did.
I really tried.
Jamie's not a big fan of ceilings.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Enough. I hope Larry likes this topic. Lululemon says, respect the rights of people who steal our tights. And for stopping thieves from stealing their loot, the store gives two employees the boot. Two ladies say Lululemon fired them for calling the cops on shoplifting suspects, whom they filmed robbing their Metro Atlanta store. But Lululemon denies saying that, saying they violated their zero tolerance policy on physically engaging or chasing suspects. It's kind of ironic, a fitness brand telling you to just stay on the couch and do nothing. The whole thing went down earlier this month. Watch.
No. No.
Seriously. Get out. Get out. Get out.
Wow, that's rude customer service if those thieves ever decide to pay for stuff. So they got out with the stolen Lululemons, hopped in a getaway car, and bolted. The suspects were eventually arrested and charged with robbery, which means they were probably back at Lululemon for seconds before you could say no cash bail. Meanwhile, the two brave women are still without a job, proving Lululemon has a zero tolerance policy for keeping a business open. But I guess the cops have other real crimes to investigate, like charging $150 for a pair of see-through tights. I don't know why I was drunk when I ordered them. Larry!
No, you weren't.
I wasn't.
No, thank you.
This is not a victimless crime, right? I mean, law-abiding citizens pay for everything that is stolen, whether it's through insurance or not.
Yeah.
Is this going to just kill retail stores?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just the worst story. I mean, they have a zero tolerance policy for employees who try to protect their merchandise and keep some law and order. And meanwhile, they're not worried about these criminals coming in. Not only are they stealing stuff, but they pose a risk to other customers as well as the employees. And what's happened in places like San Francisco and L.A. and New York and elsewhere, maybe Atlanta, too, the stores close. Mm-hmm. So the risk here is you'll have cities without stores. I mean, these crazy blue, lawless cities with lawless prosecutors just letting this stuff happen is it's a terrible thing. I mean, one of these days, honestly, an employee, because he or she is threatened by these, I mean, they come in with calculators.
Yeah.
So when they get to 999, they go out, then they come back again and try to steal it again. Somebody's going to pull a gun on these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You wait and see. Mm-hmm. Maybe at least a water gun.
Do you wear any Lululemon, Larry?
Not yet. My stuff is all bespoke.
He exercises in bespoke.
I expect no less.
Yes.
I mean, that's what the Gilded Age wealthy did.
Yes. Know. Yeah.
You know my stuff.
It's like doing curls in a bow tie to get through the day. Trying to get there.
It is pretty amazing, though. What I mean, that like... If you let like if you're doing your job, Tyrus, and people are violating it in front of you and you just sit and take it, you should be able to sue the company because it violates your own mental health.
Two things that are really frustrating. It attacks a whole mindset. It's not just somebody's running a store, but you take the time, you put effort into your job, your work, your career, you build those tables, you put those clothes out, you organize everything, you have the store looking for your customers, and they come in and it's other women coming in. Young man comes in like that, starts stealing everything. If the women don't do anything, they're saying, come back soon.
Right. Yeah.
Now, when they are doing something and they get in trouble, they know, and they come back soon, this time they won't just take the clothes and beat up the one with the phone and beat up the one trying to stop me. It's a natural, good people, the natural feeling when someone's doing something wrong is like, hey, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Please stop doing that. They're now taking that away. So that guy, when he comes back, he's going to know the mistake he made last time was he's got to take the phone away from the one first. That way he won't have the inconvenience of being locked up for a couple hours and having to take some photos and stuff before he gets out or calls his friends on Facebook to come back and get retribution. So, yeah, they have zero tolerance. But I wonder when they're going to have tolerance for one of their workers is killed, beaten up, raped, or worse, because all you're doing is you're emboldening the worst part of our society.
Right. You know, Kat, you know what I'm going to ask. Oh, thank you. But they're plotting my next question. Why don't we shoplift? Why don't we? We should have a shoplifting day. If everybody's doing it, why can't we shoplift?
Because we're on cable news.
Oh.
I think that's probably the only reason. If I wasn't on cable news, I'd be stealing.
Yes. Why not? Can't beat him, join him.
I actually wouldn't. I don't have the. I'm too anxious. But I don't know why you wouldn't at this point if you're just a regular person. Although the people who I wouldn't have done what these people did, going after these people and chasing them and stuff like that. I'm not getting, you know, risking my life over someone trying to steal a pair of stretchy pants over an employer that doesn't care about you. And clearly they don't. I'm just surprised they don't have a job yet. So if there's some sort of conservative activewear brand out there, they should be calling them. But I guess I don't know that there is.
There might be, but it is. I think that if they actually were doing their jobs and they were injured, then they would sue Lululemon.
The MyPillow guy's going to come out with leggings.
Yes. My leggings.
My leggings.
My leggings. They're made from this part of Egypt.
He better transition if he shows up in your mirror in the morning asking you about how your leggings fit. Better transition if he's in your bathroom.
My leggings. Jamie, how are you? Do you own yoga pants?
You know what's weird?
What?
Own yoga pants, don't do yoga.
Oh, interesting.
Do you know what I mean? I need some that are like chocolate wicking. Instead of sweat wicking. They're just so damn comfortable. You know what's weird? I believe I, like many Americans, stole my entire outfit from Lululemon today. Like, how does that not make you want to steal? So I bought this shirt from Lululemon today. It was like $60. And part of me was like, why should I?
Yeah.
Why should I pay for this if they're just letting people? It's a weird thing to steal. I get that it's like expensive stuff, but Lululemon stuff, it is like very thin. There were many, many years where I thought the logo was a vagina.
I don't.
Something wrong with my drink. I'm hallucinating.
Did I hear that?
I didn't. You didn't really say that.
By mistake, all the dirty jokes are right in a row.
What's the next one?
That happened. But how crazy though? Like they said the company, you know, the company handbook says you're not, you know, which I you know who wrote it?
Who?
Thieves.
Thieves wrote it. Yes. Yeah.
I actually love Lululemon.
Why?
This was sad for me. I just go there all the time.
Do I?
It's but Tyrus is right. So legitimately, for something to change, someone's going to get hurt. Or killed.
Lululemon is a stupid left-wing managed store. Okay? That's their damn problem. And Tyrus is exactly right. The incentives are completely wrong, and you're encouraging crime, and you're discouraging law and order, and you're discouraging safety, and you're discouraging the employees who are putting their lives on the line to work in the damn store. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just the stupidest ass story I've ever heard.
Well, there you go. Wow. And I'm never sure if Jamie was making a serious point or was halfway through the start of a setup for another joke.
No, I was just making a serious point. I don't know. Sometimes when I don't know. I felt like it's not even a joke. I just felt like it was two girls trying to do the right thing that got punished.
There you go. That's a video I watched. Girls try.
What's sad is the crowd pre-laughed.
They pre-laughed with it.
They knew it was coming. They're like, oh, poor sweet Jamie. You didn't know.
Girls tried to do the right thing and got punished. That's the description of every video on Pornhub. We are out of time. Thanks, Larry Kudlow, Jamie Lissow, Kat Tam, Tyrus, our studio audience. Fox News is now with Jimmy Jones Gallagher. Let's talk Greg Edville, and I love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.